Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the sanctuary saying to the seven angels, "Depart and pour out the seven vials of the wrath of God on the earth." And the first one departed and poured his vial out on the earth. Then a noxious and troublesome ulcer plague came on those men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured his vial out on the sea, and it became blood, as of someone dead, and every living soul in the sea died. Then the third one poured his vial out on the rivers and on the water sources, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "You are righteous, you who are and who were, you who are holy, because you have executed judgment in respect of these things. Since they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, so you have given them blood to drink. Of this they are deserving." And I heard the altar say, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." Then the fourth angel poured his vial out on the sun, and he was granted to scorch men with fire. And men were very severely scorched, and the men blasphemed the name of God, who had authority over these plagues, but they did not repent by giving him glory. Then the fifth one poured his vial out on the throne of the beast, at which his kingdom became darkened, and they bit their tongues from the distress, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their distress and because of their ulcers, but they did not repent of their works. Then the sixth one poured his vial out on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east should be prepared. Then I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of demons which perform signs which go out to the kings of the whole world, to gather them to the war of that great day of God the Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he who watches out and keeps his clothes on, so that he does not walk around naked, and they see his indecency. And he gathered them in the place called in Hebraic Armageddon. Then the seventh one poured his vial out on the air, and a loud voice came from the sanctuary of heaven, from the throne, and it said, "It has taken place." Then lightning flashes and thunderclaps and sounds took place, and a great earthquake, such as had never taken place since when men came into existence on earth. So great was such a severe earthquake. And the great city became split into three parts, and the cities of the Gentiles collapsed. Then Babylon the Great was remembered before God by giving it the cup of the wine of the wrath of his anger. And every island fled, and no mountains were to be found. And a great hailstorm, with stones weighing about a talent each, came down from the sky on men. At this the men blasphemed God for the plague of the hail, because its impact was very severe.